Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I told Coral the title of this week's sermon is What Do You Think? So his response to me was, I don't know. He said, you didn't tell me yet. Let me do that over. I said to Carl, I have the title of this week's sermon. He said, what is it? I said, what do you think? He said, I don't know. You didn't tell me yet. Is that a little better? So he gave me this strange look, and I gave him a strange look, and he said, how am I supposed to know what to think if you didn't tell me the title? Took me a little while. So what do you think? I mean, we say it so flippantly sometimes, and we use it in such different ways. And, you know, I am going to be honest with you. I'm a New Yorker, and I can be a little sarcastic sometimes. Oh, I didn't hear anything. Okay, thanks. You know that when sometimes someone asks you a question and the answer is, like, so obvious because you had a reaction to something? So, for example, you're lying in the hospital room in the ER. You're in significant pain. You've said over and over in your significant pain. You say, I want to get off of this board. They say, okay. They go to move you. You scream out in pain, and they say, I'm sorry, did that hurt? And as the person who screamed out in pain, we want to say, what? What do you think? Did I not just scream out in pain? Are there times in your life that you really feel like saying that to someone? Maybe you say it internally. But as a New Yorker, I was like, I just reacted to something. What do you think? How about the single parent who's sitting there with five children and is sitting in front of their boss only to hear their boss say to them, you know, we can't meet payroll this week. And you're living week to week to week on your paycheck. And the boss looks at you and your entire face drops and you look like you're going to burst out crying. And the boss says to you, now, is that a problem for you? What do you think? Is that a problem for me? So, yeah, there are times when we want to use that sarcastically, and I will dare say that sometimes with my family, poor Carl, I will say, what do you think? Right? We do that, especially to the ones that we love. There are other times when we use what do you think quite selfishly, because we're looking for affirmation, right, on whatever we have done, we're about to do, or an opinion that we hold. And so sometimes we'll say, what do you think, when what we really want them to say, I agree with what you say. So I'm going to run one by you. The boss tells you how a particular project should run. Now, you have full control over the project, the boss just told you. But it would, you know, here's what I'm thinking, is what they say to you. And then they say, when they're all done, so what do you think? Now, if you agree, that's great. But if you don't agree, it puts you in a tough position, doesn't it? I had the CEO come into my office one time, and he threw down on my desk a note that came from somebody, and it basically told them what they didn't like about what it was that he was doing. And it was signed anonymous. And he said to me, what do you think of this? And I read it, I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, the person that wrote it was spot on. I mean, they were absolutely spot on. And this was a new CEO. And he said, you know something? I think anybody that signs anything anonymous is a coward. They're afraid. They're hiding. You know, it can't be worth much. What do you think? And I said, well, I think that when someone signs it anonymous, maybe they're afraid of the repercussions. And maybe that's why they don't want to give their name. He said, No, not that. What do you think about what they said? I answered again. Sometimes people are afraid. They're afraid, and they're afraid there may be repercussions. He wasn't getting it. What I learned in the future, because this would happen often, particularly with this manager, was I learned to ask him this question. What do you think? Are you asking me, what do you think as a person to whom you determine what raises I'm going to get and what position I will hold in this company? Or are you asking me, what do you think on whether or not what is being said is accurate? I had to do something. And then the question got rescinded. But it's not that kind of what do you think that we're talking about here. Jesus asks this question, right, to the leaders. These are the temple leaders. These are not all Jewish people. These are the leaders of the temple. And I'm talking the temple in Jerusalem. So this is the priestly family that might be called the Sadducees. And it's a really narrow group. And so Jesus is asking them a question, what do you think? But he's asking them, what do you think, to a situation where the answer is very obvious. And Jesus will do that. Whenever you hear, what do you think, be prepared that you're going to know right away that the answer is really obvious. But the obviousness of the answer is going to open their eyes if they're truly paying attention. Now, we have been on both sides of being these sons, haven't we? Some of us will say yes, and our intent may be really good, but we don't follow through. You know, we're overcommitters. Some of us are just going to say no to everything, figuring, I could change my mind later on. But that's not even what we're talking about here. You see, what Jesus is getting to is the question of, what is it that influences our lives? Who or what has authority over our lives? What causes us to act the way we do? That is what the authority is in our life. You might want to refer to it as the influencer in our life. So what is the authority? Is it how people think of us and what their opinion is? Is it the status that we hold? Is it money? What is it that is the authority in our life? Because you know something? That is what's going to motivate you to act the way that you do. It's what causes us to change our ways. What is the authority in our life? Now, as Christ followers, would you agree that we believe that it is God's grace alone and our trust in God's grace alone through the death and resurrection of Jesus, that we are set free from sin and forgiven, that we are reconciled and we are restored in our relationship with God, and that we are made holy, that we are sanctified, that it is grace alone, God's free gift to us. Not once, ever, not once, but every single day, we are made new. And that grace is free. Yes? What does that do then? Do we go out and do things and love our neighbor and do all those things then as a condition of that grace? No. It causes us to be, to think, and to live in a whole new way. Because that's what God's calling us to do, to be, to live, and to act differently. And that's what changing means. It means changing who we are. That's repentance. Because the Greek word here where it says the son changed his mind, that Greek word comes from the root of metanoia, which is repentance. That son changed. So to have our influencer or our authority be the author of life, be the author of salvation, be God and God in Jesus Christ, that means that it's not people and it's not things that influence and have authority in our life, but it is the gift of grace in Jesus Christ that causes us to be different. And that means that our actions will follow our words. We're not yes people. People will know who we are, what we believe in, based on how we act. It's what we do after we say we believe. Not to earn, we don't do this to earn God's grace and mercy, but we do it to live into God's grace and mercy and to live out of God's grace and mercy. And that is what this gospel is all about. It's what we do and not what we say. We sang a song today that is absolutely beautiful. God is speaking to us, asking us questions. Because of my grace poured out upon you, because you and I are reconciled, because I have forgiven, because I have made you holy, will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and you'll never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you and me? Because of what my son, Jesus Christ, has done for you and we are now together again, will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and will you never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Because of this free grace that is given, will you now go let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free? And will you never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean in you and you in me? Because I have given you grace upon grace upon grace and mercy. Will you love the you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around? Will you use the faith, the trust you found to reshape the world around? Through my sight and my touch and my sound in you and you in me. How do we answer that? Perhaps we answer it like this. Because of your free gift of grace poured out upon me and with the help of your Holy Spirit, Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. With the help of the Holy Spirit, let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company, I'll go where your love and your footsteps show. Thus, I'll move and I'll grow in you and you in me. In this world, where authority is just seen in human things, in people, in material wealth or material possessions, will the work we just agreed to do be easy? What do you think? Amen.